Well, we're here at the Trump rally in Council Bluffs, Iowa, which will take place here a little later. And we're going to talk with Kelly Neuenhaus from Primgar, Iowa, in northwest Iowa, who is here today for the event. And Kelly, I know you've been involved in Iowa corn over the years, and I'm sure you've been one of those pushing for E15 for quite some time. Somebody told me, it's been a seven-year journey here?
Yeah, it's been a long haul. I personally have been to D.C. six times in the last 2.5 years, and we've been lobbying for the E15 RVP relief. And this is exciting news that President Trump is going to support E15 and get this RVP relief taken care of.
So as a corn grower, I mean, what does this mean to you after working on it for so long?
Well, you know, we're all about markets. Farmers want to have markets for our products, and we're good at what we do producing, so we need to expand our markets. And anytime you can get a positive news that will hopefully, or the plan is to get more ethanol and biofuels on the market, that will grind more corn. So it's a win for the consumers, it's a win for the biorefineries, biofuels industry, and also a win for the corn growers.
As you said, this is probably going to be a gradual thing. I mean, it's not going to happen overnight because they've been working on E10 for 30, 40 years.
Yeah, you know, when we started with the RFS, I don't think anybody thought we'd get to E10. But through perseverance and hard work and a lot of promotion, we got to E10. And now with the RVP relief coming for E15, we're excited about that prospect.
And it's never been an easy road or a smooth road at all. And even with this announcement, it sounds like the oil industry will immediately file a lawsuit and probably seek an injunction and try to delay it as long as they can. So it's just never been a real easy fight.
No, it definitely hasn't been. But I think, you know, the benefits of biofuels as far as air quality, you know, a lot of people have forgotten when we started the RFS and the ethanol industry got its first boost was eliminating MTBE from our fuel system, which was contaminating the water quality in the United States. So there's a lot of good benefits to biofuels with air quality, water quality, health savings for consumers. You know, it's when you got better air quality, you're going to have better health. So it's been a struggle. It's been a long, hard fight, and we're competing against an industry that's had a monopoly in the liquid fuel system for 100 years. So we never thought it would be easy, but we keep fighting, and we'll keep going forward.
This is certainly going to catch the attention of a lot of retailers, I'm sure, who have been hesitant to use E15 or sell E15 just because of the consumer confusion and the fact that they couldn't legally sell it in the summertime to folks driving non-flex fuel vehicles.
Yeah, you know, that's what we've been lobbying for the last few years. We talk to legislators and see if you're a consumer and for 9 months you pull into a retail station and you grab the E15 hose and fill your car up. And then on June 1st, from May 31st, it's fine. To June 1st, it's for flex fuel vehicles only. It's confusing for consumers, but also the large retailers have been sitting on the sideline because people don't realize how much money it costs for these large retailers to change their sticker systems on their pumps twice a year. It's not so much the sticker cost, it's more the labor and the manpower that has to do that. If we can get this, or when we get this E15 RVP relief, retailers can sell this year round, and I think they'll be coming on board pretty fast.
So, in summary, again, just kind of give me your thoughts on having finally reached this day and this announcement. Still a ways to go, but how are you feeling?
It's a very positive step for the American farmer, the Iowa corn growers, the biorefineries, the retailers. To me, it's a win for consumers, it's a win for rural America, and it's a win for the American farmer.